Hello, dear viewers, I'm George from Ireland, and here is the obelisk at Virginia Water. So this obelisk was erected after 1746, is by King George II, to honour one of his younger sons, the Duke of Cumberland. The Duke of Cumberland is best known for having won the Battle of Culloden in April 1746 against the Jacobites. It's the end of the Jacobite Rebellion. So the grandson of James II, he'd been born in Italy, largely grew up in France. He'd come back during the War of Austrian Succession, landed with the seven men of Moidart in that July 1745, and got some clansmen to join him. Some Catholics, some Episcopalians, not that many Presbyterians. So people who recognise him as the rightful king. He was a Catholic, which meant that Presbyterians were unlikely to go for him. Moreover, he promised to undo the Act of Union in 1707, which was fairly unpopular in Scotland, and so on. You can see a royal coat of arms. If we go around this way, we're not to go around this way. Anyway, there you've got this sunburst design at the top. So, right, so the Duke of Cumberland, he had orders to crush the Jacobites. He certainly succeeded in that, but he had every conceivable advantage. He outnumbered them almost 2-1, like 10-1 in artillery and cavalry and so on. Don't want to go through a blow-by-blow account of the battle, but the Jacobites, really, they're on broken ground, element of surprise, charging, they would have some sort of success. Attacking at night, attacking in the rain, where it was where there's poor visibility, to minimise the Hanoverian firepower advantage, then they could win. But they just stood there and let the enemy artillery pound them for a while before charging. So the casualties were very one-sided. And then the Duke of Cumberland, he had falsified an order which he claimed had been captured from Bonnie Prince Charles the other side, to give no quarter to the government troops, and therefore the rebels were to be shown no mercy. And indeed, some of them were executed after capture. Others of them were wounded, but not too badly, could have been saved with medical care, but weren't given any medical care. Some of them were spared, but sent as slaves to the Caribbean, where their descendants obviously were set at liberty. And some of the whites of the Caribbean are descended from them. Okay, and look at the royal coat of arms, Ani Swaki Bani Ponce, the lion, and so forth. So the inscription was only put up in the reign of William IV, who was there, Sailor Billy, 1830 to 1837. So that Duke of Cumberland, he was known as Butcher Cumberland to some, for they thought his excessive force, for yes, he had to kill enemy combatants in battle, but killing civilians after that, there was some of that, but mainly it was often cruelty towards those who were captured. We say, well, they're not fighting for a recognised army or government, so, any laws of war don't afford them any protection. Bonnie Prince Charlie slipped away. I mean, his men rallied south of Culloden a couple of days later, and they could have fought on, but he told them to disperse. He never expressed any gratitude for their gallantry, for their sacrifice, and that was it. He fled, and through those islands in the Hebrides, they were hunting him, dressed as a woman at one stage. Flora MacDonald took him in, and eventually a French warship was able to get through the Royal Navy's blockade and spirit him away to France, where he turned to alcoholism. He had married Polish countess, had no children with her, had a daughter with his Scots mistress, and then he abandoned them. But he's an old, sad old man with only a bottle for company. Later, his daughter found him and forgave him for having been a very negligent father. So he died in 1788 in Rome. He'd been expelled from France under the Treaty of Aix-la-Chapelle, the end of the War of Austrian Succession. One of the terms he had to leave, he was living in the Papal States. When he came back, he found that his brother, Henry, had become a priest, was eventually made a cardinal. He was upset about that. And then Henry was Henry the Ninth, according to some, as in the rightful Jacobite monarch after Bonnie Prince Charlie died. There was a Belgian guy who was going around Edinburgh in about 1992, claiming to be descended from Bonnie Prince Charlie, therefore the rightful king. But of course, if that was so, he was the wrong side of the blanket, he would have no right of succession. But that is this obelisk of Virginia Water, and this park was extensively remodeled by the Duke of Cumberland. And indeed, Handel wrote, "See the conquering hero comes. Sound the trumpet and beat the drum, breathe the flutes and whatever. See the godlike youth advance and lead the dance," and all the rest of it. Okay, so that was for Judas Maccabeus, that opera. But so he wrote that. Okay, anyway, I'll show you the actual water of Virginia Water, which I'd always assumed to be a stretch of the Thames, when I was a schoolboy. In fact, it's part of the lake, and it's at the edge of Windsor Great Park, which is open to the public. So you'll see it, and then it takes about an hour to walk all the way around, to circumambulate. So open to the public for free, but they get you on parking. Okay, here it is, Virginia Water, which is sort of the center of the American community in the United States for some reason. There's the American Community School, and then there's TASIS. So it's a very plush area, lots of gated communities around here. Wentworth, for example, where Boris Berezovsky lived and indeed died, possibly by suicide, or indeed where King Rama the VII lived till his death in 1943, the former king of Thailand who abdicated, the only king of Thailand to have gone to Eton. I'm not sure quite why he abdicated the throne. So look at the oak trees here. So there we go. A bit of Virginia Water. And it doesn't connect to the Thames. Right, everybody. So thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. Donate to PayPal, georgecallahan79@gmail.com. Toodaloo.